All right, so all right. let's take a quick call. Roll call. We have AT&T. I see Jessica from Huawei. Nat from TechM. See. Do we have anybody from Ericsson? ZTE? Or Tencent? All right, let's skip the approval of the meeting minutes till we have other people join in and we have a full quorum. Does anybody have any items for today's agenda before we get started that they would like to be added? Okay,
I think
all right.
one of the self nominations for the documentation PTL, I believe it is already there on the line item, right?
It's Jessica.
yeah, so we can get that vote. It's just that I want to make sure we have full quorum to at least have 5 members here.
Yeah.
And Jessica, you were saying something? Jessica, are you on mute? Okay, I thought I heard something from her.
I'm online.
Okay.
I'm online.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, were you saying something? Have any questions?
I'm online.
Okay, all right. So we'll get the word for the meeting minutes and...
Okay, regarding that transcript...
Jessica, we cannot hear you. Nat, is it Nat? Nat, maybe if you can mute yourself. Okay, Jessica, you want to try again? We couldn't hear you earlier. All right, I guess we having issues with hearing Jessica. She might be on voice. Looks like she's in voice over IP. All right, so.
I'm back now.
Okay, you were saying something, Jessica?
Yeah, it's regarding the training, I'm waiting, which is the Ericsson, the candidate to come on board. Okay, if still not happen soon, since we're sharing this, which is the federal training for the training sub project, okay, my side the resource is ready. So I think I need to move on. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying if we don't get PTO nominated by Ericsson for training, then Huawei is ready to nominate a PTO?
We're going to move on to dedicate resources because I found or I secured the 3 candidates to work on this topic,
right?
And original plans try to share this topic with the together. Yeah.
Okay. So,
if Ericsson is not ready, okay, my team will.
Jessica, you're coming in and out. You're breaking up. Jessica, can you hear us? Okay. It looks like a very bad connection here. Yeah, it looks like your connection is pretty bad. We can't hear you. It's in and out.
I'm going to try another way, okay? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. But looks like Huawei is going to bring three resources, which is great news. We did talk about some help for onboarding related to what we have to do for ONAP integration. And what looks like what I hear from Jessica is that they will be willing to have some resources, possibly PTO, for training and federated training as well. So we'll get to that when she gets back with a better connection on audio. All right. do we have anybody from the outreach committee on the call? Are there any items? I don't see Jamil over here. And I think offer is out these days, so we will skip that item. Let's start with release management. So, Nat, if you can talk about any remaining items for Boreas and where we are with Clio progress.
Okay, for the Boreas point release, we are almost ready, wrapping up, and the last pending item was one of the module was not basically moved to the release registry. I think Friday they sent out an email to LF to basically move that into release registry, which is microservices one. I'm hoping that will be available on the release registry, and WASU can send out a bundled release update, and that will basically go to the wiki page on Wednesday after the testing team do a sanity check. So that's the one thing pending. WASU, did you get a chance to check with the LF on the release repository? You are double muted, WASU.
Do we see him? Do you see him on the attendee list?
Yes, WASU is there.
Okay.
Yeah, we touched upon in the morning call, so that's one thing. And then let me present the Clio screen.
Okay, I'll stop sharing. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
So WASU is the replacement PTL for Mukesh, right?
No, WASU is on one of the portal team on-site resource, and Tausif is actually not joined in. He's on Eid in India, so okay. He's basically filling in. WASU is filling in. WASU is on site on the portal team.
Okay.
Everybody see my screen?
Yes.
Yeah, we can see it.
Okay. So, 1 second. So this is the current status, and these are the items which is currently targeted for sprint 2. We are sending out an email as of later in the afternoon and making sure that these are all aligned for the sprint 2 demo next week from portal team. I haven't seen any blocker or anything reported so far from the portal team on these two items. And then as far as for the CDS also, this one is also currently on target. And in fact, it is delivered. And then this ONAP integration, as of now, they mentioned about a partial demo for these two items, ML use case and as well as for the ONAP integration initial item. And common services, basically wrapping up and trying to finish up the Onyx and the PFA microservices generation. They've shown up a PowerPoint and where they are direction, what they are. And we are expecting them to basically wrap up these two here. And as far as the deployment, the model deployment, Jenkins is in target. And then Design Studio has the model mapping, which is basically pending. And as far as the NIFI, they're shown up on the one of the PTL call, but we will ask them to basically showcase because we recorded it, but not too much of audience we had on the day. So we can ask them to basically showcase again. And this is Jenkins model deployment. This is partial from them. And then portal UI for the workbench, which is also again targeted for the sprint 2. And license management, this is currently on target for this support license profile and then license RTU and we haven't got any blocker or any issues as of now. And OAM item, these two items is also currently targeted for this sprint too. And so as of now, none of the PTLs have reported any kind of a blocker or dependencies issues for any of the sprint two items. We are following it up as every day or every other alternate day. So today we will send out a reminder to all the team asking them to basically give an update on this one. And then in the order and sequence, which we wanted to basically align them for the next week demo on Tuesday on the PTL call and community call. And there's one other major item this needs to be completed on this week is API checklist, design checklist. As of now, this is due by this weekend. We have Design Studio team completed it. So far, other teams is still yet to be completed. We sent out a reminder last week. We will follow up. This needs to be get completed on this week. And as far as the dashboard, the Jira dashboard, we still have a 6 open stories on the Clio Dev Sprint 2, which is ending on this Friday. We touched upon this 6, and Murali is basically going to send out an email to the individuals. And we are also going to basically track and follow up on the progress items because this week is due for this week. So we wanted to make sure that whatever in progress also currently aligned to be delivered. And as of now, these many items are basically either delivered or closed. And then 8 of them are in submitted state and tracked for. And this one defect, which is in deferred state, marked on this Friday. So we will basically discuss it with the consent leads and then understanding whether this is needed like a lot of additional design or development activity, then this bug defect can be basically converted into a user story or task appropriately, and then estimate will be done for the deliver of this. So that's pretty much aligned at this point for the overall, and this is the defect status. Currently there are 3 high defects, which is currently marked in submitted state, and others are medium. And then Murali and Ken are basically reviewing these defects on a weekly basis, and then and realign it in case if this needs to be bumped up to the higher priority, and also reaching out to the individuals and individuals or PTLs, making sure that this also basically bundled along with the Clio weekly builds.
Is this bug status report, is this cumulative of where we are right now, or is it just for sprint one?
No, this is cumulative of what all of them are.
Okay.
We I think we were a couple of weeks before, we were almost in the 70s, 76 or 77. Okay. And then one of the build has basically released around some 36 or 30 plus defects. So it's considerably reduced it, but we are tracking. And anything critical, we'll try to basically address it ASAP. And high, this medium and low is constantly being reviewed, and if needed to be basically bumped up based on the user requirement, then it'll bump up, and then we'll reach out, and then continuously addressing it.
Okay, if you go back to the Jira items. The ones which are still open, the 6 items over here, can you tell us which across which PTLs these are?
Yeah, I'm just opening it up 1 second. So this is ML Workbench, this is ML Workbench, and this is deployment, and this is system integration, install and configure Jenkins on the AIO. These two are, and then this is licensing, and this is licensing.
Okay. So the licensing items, Michelle, do you guys have understanding of this, that this will be included in Sprint 2? Michelle, you're on the call?
It's a
I was double. Yeah, I was double muted. I'm sorry. Yes, so we had one of our major developers on this just left on vacation. So these two items were left for his backup to do. So his backup is doing those this week. That's why they were open. And now this week they will be in progress and completed for those two items.
Okay. All right, that's good. Thank you for that. So ML Workbench, sorry, I'm assuming the ML Workbench items are you guys fully aware of it and in the plans, right? The ones that are listed over here?
I'm not sure. I'm just checking it now because the data set mapping is not for this print. I don't know why it is marked. Might be it is marked incorrectly. So I have to move it out. So I'll talk to Vincent. So.
Okay. Yeah, and the other one? The other one's for UI changes for deploying details for project notebooks. And there's one more for, I thought there was three, right, for ML Workbench? Matt?
No, two of them. There's two of them.
Okay. Yeah, I think only one has to move out. I think other one I'll check today.
Okay, all right, that's good. And do we have Brian? Is Brian on the call? Or anybody from deployment?
And I don't see Brian, but this is...
Yeah, I'm on the call.
Yeah, these two are EAIO, I believe, Brian.
All
right.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Well, we have Jenkins installed in the development environment, incorporating those techniques into the toolkit. I mean, that can happen by the end of this week. I don't see any blocker for that.
And then this is deployment of client to deploy models to K8 using Jenkins. So these two are related to that. It's currently in progress, Ken?
Well, both of these are experimental. I won't say that they're fully delivered in this sprint as features. Okay, I don't want to give that impression. What we will have is, as of this sprint, we will commit the initial work in this direction. Okay, so I can't say that these things are going to be closed and ready to be tested by anybody in this sprint.
So Matt, if you can go back to your sprint plan, were these items marked for in your the table that has a sprint schedule? If you can go back to that view.
The model deployment is like model deployment is actually there. One second, I'm just going back to the wiki page. Yeah, just the model deployment is there, currently marked there. And then here it is. So it has been tracked on both the deployment and as well as on the Design Studio. And Design Studio side, it basically says like in a sprint to partial.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like a pretty much aligned, the same work. It has been tracked by both the deployment team and as well as on the Design Studio team. And then setting up
okay,
the Jenkins.
Right, I think I do see over here it says model deployment is partial for sprint two. So I think that's probably what Brian is talking about here.
Right.
So Nat, can you take an action item of just ensuring that this schedule that we have right now of the sprint plans, just have it run with the PTLs, to ensure that it's up to date, and number two, that the progress plan that we have for sprint two, it's still what you have listed over here, and it's not different than what release management is thinking compared to what the PTLs are expecting to deliver.
Yeah, that's the task which we are planned to basically send out today and then follow up with all the individuals and map it, yeah.
Right. The other thing is, Are there any items for Clio which are still not inside this four sprints plan or five sprints plan that we have? Or does it cover all the requirements that we have so far included in or features we've included in Clio?
I think all the key elements which is basically listed out, I believe it's all captured. We can double check with the requirements page, and if anything is missing out, I sincerely doubt, because we went through many times here since the beginning of this. That's why we kind of like an even put this table to track it. If anything is missing, we can certainly go back and then we can basically include that. There are some new items which has been basically requested and then basically came in. One being the recently in the last week PTL call and as well as the architecture call, we touched upon and discussed about upgrading all the technology stack, Java stack, from Java 8 to Java 11 or 12. So we created a user story, and Epic is basically created, and everyone has been assigned with, every component is assigned with. So, and then we asked the PTL to basically give the impact analysis to the architecture call community, architecture team, and making sure that they can able to fulfill and finish it before end of the sprint, because the Java 8 is basically going sunsetting by January 2020. So we wanted to be basically ahead of the curve. But those are not listed here, because that user story is created last week, and but we are still basically discussing it with the PTL. Yeah.
So what about the user story that we talked about in the community call last week for allowing this model rating at the time of the model being onboarded?
That is not included in here yet.
Okay.
So that's, yeah.
So, Molly, have you created that user story?
No, one word, not yet.
Okay. So, can you please include this in this table and get the portal team to give a sprint plan for that, so we can have that included over here?
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
That's coming up as a higher priority item, and we definitely want that to be included in in Clio release. The problem is that without something like that, we don't have a good catalog of models that has, you know, good data enriched in, you know, all the description and the metadata fields. It's the models can become not useful without, you know, all those description for the model. So, you know, a sample data file and metadata for IO and signatures and description. I think these things are important for models to be in the catalog.
Yeah.
So if you can include this in this table and and then ask the portal PTL to assign a sprint plan for it. My understanding is that there will be items which, for example, if the item is listed for sprint 3, my understanding is that there's some partial work still going on in sprint 2 for those, right? So I think we need to also include that data in our tracking, so that we know that these items are not waiting all the way to sprint 3, unless they have some prerequisite or they have some dependency. So otherwise, if they are working on sprint 2 in parallel, we should include those, and it's okay to have an item go across multiple sprints.
Sure, Anwar. Yeah, I'll create that. And
okay. All right. Thank you very much. So, Ned, regarding the point release for Boreas, you said that we're going through the testing and it's almost complete.
Yeah, I think Ken can speak about it more. And but he's waiting for the release candidates. Like basically. Some of them are not, especially at least one or two of them are not moved when he got the build, because the typical process is everything is from the staging, move to the testing team, and then test it. And when it is primed to go to the public announcement, it has to be available on the LF release repository. So we are waiting for one of the component which needs to be moved to the release registry, which is microservices. I know the team of the person have raised a ticket with the LF to move that. So I'm not sure whether that is actually moved and completed. So as soon as that is available, Vasu can send out to Ken and Ken do a final sanity check so that we can publish that into the portal, public one.
Okay, so the concern over here is if we deploy it on the 14th, we need to be sure that, you know, that's the release that we want to showcase on the OSS North America event, which starts next week. So since you and Jack and, you know, others are going there, I think what we need to do is we need the test team to get the okay from the people who are going there, because they need to be in a they need to be comfortable with what's there and what's coming up there. So Ken, if you can set up something and show that, maybe we can use some time today, but I want to make sure today we get the okay from Jack and Nat and, you know, others who are going to the OSS North America event, because they're going to be giving demos and presentations, and I want to make sure that what's going to go on the 14th is something that they are aware of and they're okay with. If not, you know, we have to have plans how we're going to include anything additional or fix anything that's not there. So
yeah, it's already put it on the LF staging environment, so it's basically baked in right there. Yeah.
Right. All right. So Ken, if you can please take that action and just make sure that the testing team has gotten the okay from the OSS North America participants. Okay.
Yeah.
The
only difference is we'll have the release version. We basically tested the release, what there, and we've covered all the open issues and done that. So I don't think we're in that bad of shape, but I will take that up. Thanks.
That's good. I just want to make sure that you guys give a demo to them and get this thing reviewed. Okay. So let's see if I can share back the agenda. Okay. I guess next we have the stand-up review from PTL. So let's start down the list. Brian, what are the progress and any updates?
Well, like I said earlier, we're still standing up the infrastructure to understand how model deployment through the CI/CD pipeline is done in the AT&T internal environment. Having discussions with them, making progress on understanding. Haven't stood up much of that infrastructure yet, but by the end of this week, we'll have some basic elements and if possible, you know, some pipeline artifacts that we can demo.
Okay, Sai.
So we are making progress in model. CouchDBO was deployed by Parichay, and we were able to access it. I think the other dev environment deployed by Chris team, I think there's still some network issue. I think for now we are not blocked. At least the access is there with Kubernetes deployment. And I think we have a sample code from, I took help from CMLP team to build quick sample. I'm reviewing the sample code with the Vibe1 team so we can have the inserting into CouchDB can be done directly from the service. So after this call, I have a code walkthrough. So as of now, no blocker, but I think this is the first time I think our TechM team is working with CouchDB, so there is some learning curve, but I think they are making good progress. So,
okay, that's good. And what data you guys plan to persist in CouchDB?
So the the end goal is if we have enough bandwidth, we want to push all the ML workbench data into CouchDB. But for now, we are just storing the mapping data alone. So like, for example, model ID will be stored where the actual model system of record will be in MariaDB or CDS. So there'll be cross-reference. We are duplicating some attributes, not all attributes. Like status and those are duplicated, but not all.
Right, but in case of notebooks and in case of Zeppelin pipelines, that itself is going to be stored in the Jupyter notebook and Zeppelin, right? You're not going to bring that all that information into.
No, that's correct. We are not trying to pull everything in for now. We have the goal first is to get model and predictor and data set in CouchDB. So that way it gets a good use case. And then later, if you have bandwidth, we'll think of others.
Okay. All right. That's good. Thank you. Michelle? Michelle, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Somehow I keep getting put on mute on Zoom, but not on my phone.
Okay. Anyway,
we're making good progress with the license profile in the RTU, as you saw in the status, and doing the appropriate plans. The license client manager library in Acumos has been updated, and we've got good progress there too. We got the new repo for the LUM, a new component license usage manager, that got approved. We haven't gotten user stories assigned to Sprint 3 or 4 yet for the LUM. I anticipated that we would have them assigned for 3 and 4, but they haven't been yet. So I'm just a little concerned about that. I'm working with the developer on that to see if there's anything we can do to help him, but he's still working on his design and his database and identifying everything before he actually starts the development. So I'm not saying it's a red flag. I think it's more of a yellow flag. Hopefully I'll find out some more information this week on our status meeting.
Which from which team we are expecting the developer for this item, LUM?
AT&T.
Okay. And do you guys have a use case that you're working with to apply and ensure that this licensing features can be demoed and showed at the end of the sprint or at the end of the release?
We have been showing demos of how to use the license profile in the RTU, and we will continue to have demos in an end-to-end. I don't know that we picked a particular use case yet, but we've been trying to follow along with ONAP.
Right. So I think I had a discussion with Steve. If you can work with him for... I think what we need to have is, just like we have a specific use case for ONAP integration and other some of the other ML Workbench and other items we working with the existing use cases we have, like churn and fraud and others, we need to have something similar for licensing so that at the end of the release, as part of an end-to-end demo and as part of a value proposition, we can show, you know, how this feature is now being used now that it's in the third release of the platform, right? So
okay.
If you can please work with Steve,
yeah.
I had a discussion with him earlier, and he has the lead on getting the use cases assigned. So
yes, so I'll get the specific details, but we have been trying to make decisions based on the ONAP use case.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Farheen, I'm noticing I don't see any action items from any of the previous calls on this agenda.
Hey, Anwar, I pasted them in the wrong meeting, so if you go down to 805, you'll see them there and under section 3. So if you go down to 805, yeah, right there, scroll down, there they are. We had those
okay.
Five action items. I'll fix it after this call.
Okay, and if you can include from today's and the next agenda, then we can have a full list.
Yeah.
So I'll, well, just remind me to go through those at the end of the agenda so we can get an update on those. okay, Tawseef is not here. Is anybody else covering for portal? Vasu or anybody else?
Yeah, Vineet, this side.
Vasu, hey, Vineet.
He's double muted. Yeah, Vasu and Vineet both are covering this.
Okay, that's good. If you guys can give an update on portal progress.
Yeah, we have moved ahead the user stories, and we are working on it. So work in progress it is on it.
Okay, any specific information, like which features?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so basically like the licensing we are covering, and that is Michelle is also like we are side by side checking the licensing API progress as well. So two components are affecting the portal, that is portal front end and portal back end. So front end we have we got the API we got the wireframe from the UX Vinak team. And we have started making progress on that. And for backend, we require the licensing API. So licensing API are still in progress for that. So once it has been done, we'll start making the progress on that. And apart from this, we are migrating from the newer Java version, Java 11. So that is also in progress. And along
okay.
things, we are testing the CDS 3.0.0. These three targets.
Okay. Yeah. And if you guys can work with Murli for this other portal feature that we talked about for rating the models, I think we need to get some wireframes reviewed and get some sprint planning started, development started on that. Now that we are close to the end of second sprint, when do you think we can do the wireframes for that feature?
Let me check across Anwar and we'll update it to you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So,
we need to check with the Vinak as well and is it ready or not? And the feature that is being whatever the wireframe is being accomplished, that is also the as per aligned or not. So, all those things,
okay.
We'll it and then we'll update to you. Yeah.
Okay. So, if you guys can target to, I mean, even if it's not exact or complete, just have a draft review in the community call or the architecture call this week, whichever you are ready with. Because let's get the initial discussion started and input from the team. And again, we're not gonna implement something A to Z in this release. We have to have some basic capability so that we are heading towards the right direction and having this feature started off. You know, refinements, enhancements, all of those we can do in other releases, but we need to get the basic capability in so we don't get models without the important data that they need to have. So just take an action item of having this draft review this week in either the community or the architecture call, and this way we can get some progress, you know, started on that. All right, thank you very much. Brian, if I can come back to you, I remember there was an item for the OSS event next week where we have to have a, we talked about having a video demo for NiFi. Are we on track with that?
Yeah, I should be able to have that done this week.
Okay. I think the event or the Acumus AI Day starts, if I'm not wrong, either Monday or Tuesday. So I think the team would just need a day or two to review with you and make any adjustment and changes. So anytime towards before the end of the week would be better, so that whoever is going there can take a look at it and review it.
Yeah, no, I'll provide it by Wednesday, okay. If that gives time.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Parashay.
Yeah, so we are making good progress for the deliverables of Sprint 2. For the log library for the log standards and integration with the portal front end for the backup and the archival process. So we are on track, so we should be ready next week demo. And then as highlighted by Sai earlier, deployed the Helm charts on Kubernetes cluster and the offshore team has access for the CouchDB. So that is up and running, and portal team has already verified creating a service and connecting to it, and they're able to insert the records out there.
Okay, all right. is Philip back, guys?
No, Philip is not back yet. He comes back either tomorrow or the next day. I think sometime this week, and I think it's tomorrow or the next day. I couldn't entirely figure it out from his message. But he'll be back soon. And in the meantime, I've been working with the team, the onboarding team, along with the common services team, since we work together pretty closely anyway. Yeah, things are moving along. There's one sort of blocker to report, which is that the offshore team really needs a Python resource, and not only for the thing we know about, which is this the ONAP integration, but also for some of the ONX microservice generation work. They also could use some help with that coding, because they don't have necessarily the full skill set they need. And so we're looking to maybe get help with that as well. So I don't think we're really going to be able to demo the full thing next week, that one item. And the way we marked it is that we marked like what we'd be working on as user stories rather than what we could really finish in the sprint. If that's like the wrong approach, we can move it to sprint 3 or something, because it's just something we worked on. And that's where we are.
So we have Jessica. Can we have the conversation about the resources that you are bringing up, the three that you talked about?
Yeah, I just replied back to Guy your email. Okay.
Yeah, I just got an email from Jessica, and so I do have some. I will set up a meeting and talk to the one person that she mentioned to me.
Yeah.
He's in Shanghai, right?
He is working at Shanghai Research Center. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to find a time.
That's one resource, and what I heard from Jessica is that she's trying to bring three. And I'm wondering if any of those could be Python developers we need for other onboarding and common services related items for Onyx and BFA and other support.
Right now, I prepare resource is dedicated for the federated training piece.
Okay.
In addition, which is I saw the email from Guy, so we believe I found a good match. Okay, for him. So. Let's give a try. Right.
Yeah, I'm very happy to try that out. I'll set up a meeting tomorrow or Wednesday, depending on what schedule is like. It's a little hard with Shanghai being, 12 hours or whatever it is different.
Yeah, China only has one time zone. Okay.
Right.
Okay, anything else, Sky, on the onboarding or common services?
No, the other things are proceeding mostly okay. We should be really, yeah, I think we're fine in other things.
Okay, Chris Lord?
Owen. Hey, hi, Priyadarshini.
Hey,
Priya. You want to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to highlight about the ONNX part as well, right?
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, so. We do not have currently a Python resource to work on that as well, because so hopefully we will need another resource for that along with ONAP and ORAN part.
Right. So let's take this offline, Farheen. If you can have an action item, let's set up a call or discuss separately with maybe TechM, that we can talk about how to manage and rearrange some of the resources to bring in skills that we need. So maybe today, late in the afternoon, we can set this up to talk about that. because clearly what I'm seeing is that as the work is shifting more towards capabilities like ML Workbench and new models, types, onboarding, and integration with ONAP and ORAN, the obviously the skill sets requirements is evolving or changing. So we will either have to, you know, retrain, reskills what we have already, or bring in other resources. But we need to talk about, so we have a plan quickly, without getting into, you know, further sprint development time.
Just one more thing to add there, to add to what Priya said. They did have a Python person who was working with them, but that person got called away to do some other work. So that's sort of how this sort of gap arose at this time. That's all.
Oh, this was offshore? Okay. What was the name of the resource, Priya?
Yeah, so earlier we had Dilip, who has resigned, and had identified a replacement, Omkar. But he was a shared resource, but we couldn't really. So he was not shared anymore. So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's, Franny, let's take an action item to talk about this later today, and we can talk it offline. Crystal.
Yeah, good morning. Put out for the license user management team kind of a private release of the version 3.0 of the Common Data Service. We're trying to delay a little bit the release of that. I mean, it's ready to go, but I'd like to delay a little bit the disruption to other teams until the portal team is ready to ingest it. So that's why the private release. Other than that, no blockers.
Okay. For documentation, I thought we got a resource. It's funny, it's still showing your name over here. We can change it and update to the correct name over here.
Akash, okay. I was waiting till we took a vote, but I can do it sooner.
Yeah, I mean, I think we might be okay to get a vote now. I do see ZTE and Ericsson. I thought I saw Nimish here. Maybe he dropped off. Nimish, are you on the call? I thought I saw him join earlier, but maybe we'll take the word later. So is Akash on the call right now?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Akash, any update on the progress on documentation side?
Actually, I recently joined, so I need to get the update from Murli and team. So then I will give the update on documentation.
Yeah. Okay, so if you can...
Anwar, the plan is to once we get the voting, so we thought of having some kind of KT session with Farin and team. From there, the Akash will pick it up.
Right. So I think what we can do is there's no stopping of any resource to get work started, whether they have the PTO title or not. We will get the PTO title approved as soon as we have the the members on the forum, but there's no stopping of anybody coming in and doing any lead work or any additional work in any of the projects, right? So go ahead and get that started, and if you can, Akash, if you can send your update out offline via email, so this way we just know what's the progress and or what are the plans for documentation side that we're going to be doing in Clio.
Okay.
All right. So with that, Ken, if we can talk about test and integration status.
Yeah, there hasn't been much. There's been things going on, but not much forward progress. We're waiting for the build we received last week. The team ended up rejecting it because of the issues they were having, not being able to publish and things like that. So we're anxiously waiting for this next build to come through for us to deploy and run. Meanwhile, we've been going.
Hold on. Is that you're talking about for Clio Sprint 1?
Yes.
So you're saying you guys don't have a Clio Sprint 1 build to test for right now?
No, we've been announcing that for the last week. We've actually put it on our notes when we send out our daily status. And we're waiting for this latest one to come through so we can have a Clio release to start testing.
So what is stopping it, Nat or Murli? What is stopping... I thought we have demos and we had reviews at the end of Sprint 1. Nat or Molly, do you know what the issues are?
No, I think portal team is basically working on and releasing, expected to release a build, review it today and releasing the build tomorrow. Sprint one build was out. This is basically another subsequent one, which is basically bundled, and then they had an issue with the, I'm not like an publishing another one. Ken has reported last week. So they are working on and fixing that. And then in addition to that, additional fixes are also going to come in, which is going to come on tomorrow.
Right. I mean, fixes are okay. I mean, that is the whole purpose of testing, right? That we go through testing and, you know, identifying defects. But my concern is, Ken is saying they don't have a build or any build for Sprint 1. Was that the case?
No, even we had
the,
one
even
build,
if the bill was that, given and has issues that has to be redone, it, I'm okay. At least there's some work in progress. But
I don't think so. I think Ken was, I think we didn't hear it, Ken, clearly. Ken, can you, I don't think so that's the case. You have the build. This is on the subsequent build on this one too. Yeah.
Yeah, so we had a build that we received and stood up the beginning of last week. On this call last week, I said we've just started to test it in the beginning stages. The test team ended up, after they spent time on it, rejecting this build last week because there were three big issues that basically said that there's not much as blocking them from continuing. So we've been waiting since last, I believe it was Monday, Tuesday, I guess now, waiting for fixes to go forward and for another code drop for us.
Right, Right, so something like that, Nat, this should be a red flag. This should be escalated as a jeopardy over here, because if we have a release, if the whole release is not able to be proceeded with testing, that is a bigger issue than, you know, finding defects and finding issues that the team is opening and other, you know, PTOs are fixing on it. So I mean, I think we want that to be clearly laid out and articulated in this TSC call, so we can understand that and we can, you know, have some plans how to mediate that. But so basically, Ken, you guys are basically blocked since last Tuesday on this.
For the Clio release, right. So one of the other things that we were doing is going through on our other instance testing the Boreas. We're also waiting for the released versions. So one of the other things is, for a lot of the testing we had to do to progress forward, because the issues we're having, security verification, we tested with it turned off. So now we've circled back because we've completed all that testing and have turned on security verification, and we're going through concentrating on testing the security verification. So that's what's okay. been going on for the last week, testing that, as well as okay. preparing, writing test cases. The team's also writing test cases for Sprint
right.
2.
So what is, you guys are, when are you guys told that you will have Sprint 1 release to test, start testing or no?
We got Sprint 1, it failed. We're waiting
for
the next.
The fixed one, or the one that can be worked on. What is your expected date for it?
We were told today, tomorrow.
Okay, so Nat, can we ensure that we tightly monitor that, and if there's any other issues that come up, then we discuss it in the TSC forum?
Yeah, we got the confirmation from the portal that they will review the codes and then they're releasing it tomorrow.
Okay.
And one quick question, Nat, is that going to include any Sprint 2, or is it just purely fixes for Sprint 1?
I had to double check with the portal team what is basically bundled it with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, but that should not be a problem. I think, in fact, that should be a good thing if it includes anything additional. Ken, you guys can work some of these things out while in Sprint 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering about the, you know, from our testing perspective, do we start testing some of the Sprint 2? That's why I was asking that, just to get a heads up.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is, even if you do, you should get the list of what features are coming out, right, with the build?
We do. Yeah. I was just asking ahead of time. No, they're very good about supplying what has been fixed and what is included in the assembly that they give to us.
Got it. Okay, so let's move on. Community product. Ruben, any update on your side?
Yeah, you know, this community meeting, well, first of all, as you know, there's still no chairman of this committee or chairperson of this committee, and as far as I know, nobody's been nominated, which is an ongoing issue. The other thing is that the meeting seems to be completely duplicative to the PTL meeting, which comes immediately before. It's all the same people talking about exactly the same things. So half the time we spend sorting out whether something's already been done or not. So there's no good way to create an agenda for this meeting. I think this committee needs to be redefined, because this is supposed to be discussion by the principals, I believe, of the community as to what ACUMOS is, what it needs to, what features it needs to have to be successful. But that only happens, you know, twice a year when we launch a major release. I think there needs to be planning, blogs, documentation discussions that talk not at a user story or even an epic level, but talk about you know, product features at a very high level. So I'm proposing tomorrow to have a meeting to have that discussion, and hopefully it won't be limited only to developers, because right. I think community committee should be not just developers, it should be the community talking about what we should be developing.
Right. And I mean, while we are during a release, let's say right now, I think the understanding was that this time for the community meeting would be used to ensure that what's being developed or the demos or what's being developed is in line to the expectation of the community stakeholders and the people who brought up the requirements in the first place. And also to, you know, if there's any changes, any enhancements, then, you know, what are the use cases and stakeholders, you know, understanding how we're gonna or how these should be delivered. How they will be delivered, that should be more of an architecture call or, you know, technical discussions going into that. PTL call, my understanding is essentially should be to track all the release items, track PTL's progress, track their features, track their delivery status, any blockers and issues like that. I think that's the main separation. Nat, is that your understanding as well?
Yep.
Right.
So if that's the case, we'll talk about it. I think we should talk about it actually on the call tomorrow, because I think if that's the case, then it's really up to the PTLs to bring to the community committee these demonstrations or discussions that they want to have. For instance, when an issue comes up that essentially blocks a whole branch of development because it doesn't make sense or because we don't have the resources or whatever it is, right? Those are the things that should be brought to the community committee rather than trying to manage it at an epic level.
Right. Okay. But I think that's good. I think it's I like that we all have to collectively ensure that whichever meetings and whichever discussions we are on, you know, it's our duty to make sure that they are useful, productive, and they have a, you know, meaningful results, not duplicating or not, you know, going through the same things. All right, we are over time, so I just want to give some time to architecture committee to give their updates, and then we can finish up the call.
Yep, from the architecture perspective, we are now tracking the development delivery also as the fourth item other than functionality, design, and dependencies. Sprint 2 is a more promising sprint. By end of August, there are more demos planned. So that means more features are being delivered by the development team. So this will give us a good idea of where we stand by end of this sprint. So that is what is being tracked right now in the architecture calls. We are still tracking the dependencies and the designs on Design Studio, ML Workbench, and the training aspects. Other than those, the remaining components we reviewed up till functionality, design, and dependencies. So they are on the good ship.
Okay.
The overall status.
Right. Fareen, can we move 6B, 6D right now, which is the subcommittees, can we move these to the right after 6A? I think I would like the it's to go into more in a hierarchical manner where we go from release planning to subcommittees and then to PDL. I think that would be the right order to go. So,
well,
got it.
Okay.
Under the action items, there are two items on my name. They are done if you have to mark it complete.
Okay, that's fine. We'll go through those along with today's action items in next call. Anything else from the team? Any other things that before we end up the call? All right, thank you guys. I think we are making pretty good progress with at the middle of or towards the end of sprint two finish. So looking forward to seeing the demos and you know what we achieve at the end of sprint two. So thank you very much. We'll talk next week. Bye.